Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, December 16th. Hydro One is reporting a number of small outages throughout Grey Bruce due to the strong winds. There are outages in the areas of Clarksburg, Meaford, Owen Sound, Wolseley, Lion's Head, Sauble Beach, and Burgoyne, among other places. In total, around 1,000 customers are without power all around the region. Restoration times vary. Grey Bruce OPP say a child who was the passenger in a two-vehicle crash in the Copper Kettle area of Georgian Bluffs has died. Police say on November 30th they received a report of a collision between a passenger vehicle and a propane truck on Grey Road 17. The driver of the passenger vehicle, 27-year-old Brandon Joseph, was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. His passenger, his 3-year-old daughter, Erica Joseph, was transported to a London area hospital with life-threatening injuries. She passed away on December 10th. OPP say their investigation into the collision remains ongoing. And Grey Bruce OPP have identified the victim in a fatal crash in Chatsworth. Police say on December 12th, firefighters, EMS, and OPP responded to a vehicle rollover on Side Road 3 in Chatsworth. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced deceased at the scene. They've been identified as 63-year-old Terry Specht from Chatsworth. Bruce Power says it is again supporting the establishment of vaccination sites in the region. The provincial government announced yesterday that starting Monday, anyone aged 18 and older can book a COVID-19 booster dose appointment as long as it falls 3 months after their last shot. Bruce Power says its efforts will enable a large volume of booster shots to be administered in the coming weeks. In addition, the company is also set to hold the province's first corporate-led vaccine clinic for employees' third doses, which will begin next week. Public Health has yet to announce vaccination clinics for next week. You can find their weekly schedule on the Public Health Grey Bruce website. As a proactive measure, the Bruce Grey Catholic District School Board has asked students in grades 4 to 12 to take home their devices for the Christmas break in the event that they should be directed to move to virtual learning in January. Kincardine's 2022 draft budget calls for a 6.8% tax increase. The proposed spending plan for next year was presented by staff to councillors at a meeting on Wednesday. It would see the annual tax bill for a homeowner of an average assessed property at $275,000 increase by $138. CAO Roxana Bauman says the municipality faces increasing demands as the community continues to grow, and the proposed budget reflects the need for local infrastructure and increasing public services. The Owen Sound Ag Society has received a grant of nearly $46,000. It will go to operating costs and the 2022 fall fair. Representative of the Board of Directors, Marcy Riegling, says the grant will allow them to operate with confidence at the fall fair.
We are very excited to really hopefully make it the way it was a couple of years ago before we had this pandemic. So, the Midway, all that stuff. Back.
The funding is coming from the province's Community Building Fund grant through the Ontario Trillium Foundation. Bruce Grey Owen Sound MPP Bill Walker says the grant is an investment in the long-term sustainability of the Owen Sound Ag Society. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 29 points to 20,739. The Dow Jones is down 29 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.26 U.S. cents, up 34 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $71.94, up $1.07 a barrel. Checking sports in the NFL Thursday nighter, the Kansas City Chiefs are in L.A. to meet the Rams. 10 games in the NHL. The Leafs aren't playing in Calgary tonight. That game was postponed. Next action for the Leafs is on Saturday. The Owen Sound Attack, in conjunction with the Grey Bruce Health Unit, announced today the suspension of team activities through December 23rd due to one player testing positive. They are currently asymptomatic. All other players have either received negative test results or are awaiting results of PCR tests conducted on Tuesday. Tomorrow's game against London is postponed, and Saturday's game against Sarnia is also postponed. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League tonight, the Knights of Meaford are at home to the Bradford Rattlers. Game time is 7:30, and there are four NBA games tonight. The Raptors game in Chicago is postponed. They'll be at home to Golden State on Saturday. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.